So he's looking around for an excavator. And here we have unemployed Howard Carter, the artist, who is trying to support himself at this time in Egypt by doing portraits of the tombs, you know, paintings of the tombs, doing paintings, and selling them to tourists. That's how he's making a living. So he hires Carter. And Carter says to him, you know, I'd really like to excavate in the Valley of the Kings. I think Tutankhamun's missing. Davis gives up the concession, and as soon as he gives it up, Carter and Carnarvon say, we'd like to excavate in the Valley of the Kings. And they get the concession. So Carter and Carnarvon, around 1915 or so, are ready to excavate in the Valley of the Kings. The problem is World War I breaks out, and they can't excavate. It's going to have to wait. But they are looking for the Valley of the Kings' missing tomb, Tutankhamun. Now, Carter draws the first very detailed map of the Valley of the Kings. Very detailed. Every space that has been excavated is marked, and every unexcavated space is marked. So he knows what's been excavated to bedrock. And he and Carnarvon agree they will excavate every inch of the Valley of the Kings down to bedrock till they find Tutankhamun's tomb. They start excavating finally, right? Looking for Tutankhamun's tomb. They excavate for several years and don't find anything significant. In 1921, Carter goes to England to visit Lord Carnarvon at Highclere Castle. And Carnarvon says to him, you know, we haven't found anything in years. I think it's time to quit. Carter says, I know we're near. Give me one more chance. Give me one more chance. Carnarvon's a gentleman. Carter offered to pay for the last season's excavation. He couldn't afford it. Carnarvon says, you have one more year. In the last year, 1922, on November 4th of 1922, Carter realized there was one little triangle that hadn't been excavated. The reason it hadn't been excavated was that when the workers built the tomb of Ramses VI, they dumped all the chips on this one area, they dumped it in this area, and this has never been moved. He moves the chips. At the bottom, he finds workmen's huts made of stone where workmen lived. He removes the workmen's huts, and they find a step going down into the ground. They had found the tomb of Tutankhamun. Carter knew it. He wires to Lord Carnarvon, have made wonderful discovery, come immediately, await your arrival. He clears the steps down to a door which is sealed with the seal of the necropolis on it, right on it. It's jackals, the seven jackals, right? They're there. It's an undisturbed tomb, or at least seems to be undisturbed. Carter waits for Carnarvon. This is his patron. They should share in this. He makes a little hole in the wall when Carnarvon comes and peers in with a candle. And Carnarvon says to him, what can you see? And Carter answers, wonderful things, wonderful things. They were looking into the antechamber, the first chamber of the tomb, and it was chock-a-block with objects piled up to the ceiling. It wasn't a neat arrangement of a tomb. It was as if things had been almost thrown in helter-skelter because there was no room for it. They then remove the wall carefully. Now, this is not an easy excavation by any means. You'll see next time. Not easy at all. They remove the wall, and there are so many objects that it's going to take months just to remove them. But this is the first time that a pharaoh's tomb had ever been found intact. Now, it's quite interesting, the legal arrangement that Carter and Carnarvon had with the Egyptian government. The deal was 50-50 division of the fines for any tomb found that had been robbed or disturbed. But for any tomb found intact, everything stays in Egypt. Because that would be such an amazing finding that it should stay in Egypt. And that's why you can see Tutankhamun's treasures in the Egyptian Museum in Cairo today. Nothing was given away. It's all intact. So Carter and Carnarvon together have discovered the tomb of the most famous pharaoh of all time. And it's not because of good luck. It's because of hard, dogged, persistent work. The tomb showed many amazing things. For example, there were funerary couches, couches on which rituals had taken place in the shape of a hippopotamus, in the shape of a lion, the heads of lions, hippopotamuses. These were all gilded in gold. All they could see was gold when they looked through the hole. You know, they just said, wonderful things. He meant gold. And it would take them years to excavate the tomb. It was so full. One of the things that was in the tomb that I feel is the most important, that we're going to talk about next time, is the mummy of Tutankhamun, intact, undisturbed. And next time, we're going to talk about what that mummy shows us. So I'll see you then.